Hey, podcast listeners, Matt here. These next several episodes are recorded live at the Canadian Biogas Association's Value of Biogas East Conference, where we had a great time with our peers and colleagues and clients in the industry. This first episode is a short one. It's me speaking and addressing the whole conference just with my views of the industry and how excited I am about the growth. I hope you enjoy it. Pleased to be here, pleased to be a presenting sponsor with Enbridge. We had a great time last night at the Walrus. And then, you know, we settled up at the end of the night, paid the bill, we split the bill in half, and I said to Enbridge, now one of us can put this in the rate base and one of us can't. So, but yeah, it was a good way to kick off the event. Just wanted to kind of, I think I'm the last thing between us and food today, so just want to take a couple minutes to kind of address what we see in the market. But first, start with a show of hands, because we've all been sitting for a while. Show of hands for those who are CBA members. Can you raise your hand? Just want to kind of acknowledge that. So first of all, thank you to all of you who've raised your hands. And for those who haven't, look forward to seeing you at the registration booth a little bit later to sign up. Because I hope that you're seeing as part of today and tomorrow how much value is being created here. I know it's in the name, but you know, it's years and years of you know, membership and all of you contributing both in dollars and in contributions of time that have gotten us to this point and will continue to get us. So this is a, you know, as a newly elected board member and the treasurer, this is a direct ask of all of you to consider membership for those of you who aren't members. So let's get started. I started my career in the biogas industry in the feed-in tariff days when we thought it was cool to burn the gas. And my first job was to go down the 401 and manage a project for a farm just north of Kingston and sit across the table from Jennifer Green as the project manager. For those of you who know Jennifer well, that was not an easy task to start your career. She manages a good project. Anyways, in spite of that, I have stayed in the industry and have loved it. I come today representing CEM Engineering. We're quite active in a bunch of parts of the space, and just wanted to kind of address some of that. I have made some notes. I'm not nearly as prepared as Amy, but I will do my best. You know, it's interesting, Jen, you were talking about your desire to see farmers back in the room. And I remember, you know, kind of, you know, 15 years ago, when we were doing this 12 years ago, it was only farmers in the room at that point. And then the initiative was, you know, let's get, you know, industry partners, let's get municipalities, let's get developers in the room. And it's just cool that we now have a challenge to bring the farmers back in the room and continue to grow the room. So, you know, just so excited to be here. Talk a bit about CEM Engineering. We are a client-focused decarbonization project delivery firm. That's a lot of adjectives. Each one of them is intentional. We really focus on our clients. We only do decarbonization work, and we love to build stuff. Sometimes I use another word there, but we just love to build things. And so that's where we talk about project delivery. Like, we get involved early in the conceptual stage. We get all the way through detailed design, construction, and commissioning. Because if the projects don't get built and don't happen, then we don't move our world forward to a more functional and a more healthy place. And so that's really our focus. We're about 65 people now across the country. We're in kind of four markets, RNG being our biggest right now. We cut our teeth in power generation. We're very active in hydrogen, and we're kind of noodling around carbon capture and other forms of carbon reduction. You know, we're doing projects from, you know, capital projects from $1 million to $150 million in size. You know, I think those four areas for us the three big ones are RNG, power, and hydrogen. And we're seeing so much more intersection of those. And we're seeing hydrogen, and how does that tie into carbon capture, and how does that tie into biomethane? And very excited for how all of that is coming together. We, you know, we've been very involved in RNG over the years. We've been involved so long. We were involved when the storage membranes were conical and not spherical, like is common today. So I guess that was an engineering joke that went over like a lead balloon. We've had a chance to see a lot of different technology and a lot of different approaches to projects. You know, I love what Rob said this morning, that We're not going to CC you everything. Like, that's not our only solution. And, you know, we try to subscribe to the kitchen sink methodology, that we just have to throw everything in the kitchen sink at it. And so we're constantly trying to stay close to the OEMs and the developers and other, you know, service providers who are, you know, looking at all these different technologies. How do we fit it together? How do we connect the dots here? Because it truly is a massive undertaking in front of us. And, you know, if I don't know how often many of you are with the electric utilities. I don't think we have many in the room today. But the task in front of them when they hear about electrify everything, which is a big sentiment, that task is, you know, to them in a lot of ways insurmountable. You know, they'll say, listen, we took 130 years to build the infrastructure we have today, and you're asking us to triple that in 10 years. And so, you know, electrify everything is good. We need to electrify a lot of things, but it will not be the silver bullet. And so, you know, the world needs folks like us to be looking at, you know, different technologies, different ways to decarbonize the gas supply. It is essential if we're going to get to where we need to go. So we continue to stay involved with the OEMs, learning from them, you know, learning how they're applying it in different projects. And then I think, you know, part of that kitchen sink mentality, trying everything, is there's stuff that we don't yet know about, or the stuff that's not yet commercial. And so trying to, you know, stay as close as we can to those who are developing new technology and staying on the front lines of that. And it may not be here today, but it's going to be here as part of this transition. So that's kind of our strategy. This is my favorite slide in my deck. This is our team at CEM. And for us, it's really all about our people. We're doing this energy transition thing for people, right? For the future of the world, and we're doing it with people. You know, there's a room full of people here. You know, at our office, there's a room full of people, and that is our key to success at CEM. I think it's a key to success of all of our firms. But we fight diligently for our core values and our culture at CEM, which means that we're very diligent in our hiring processes and you know, really diligent about internal development. You know, what we do is niche and is focused, and so internal development is important. We've also, though, seen the benefit of knowledge transferability from other industries. We have a Calgary office, and a lot of what we do in RNG is really gas processing. And I've learned they've been doing it for a long time out there in the West. And so there's a lot of folks and great talented people we've been able to bring onto the team who know how to desulfurize gas. They know how to dry it out. They know how to separate things, right? And so they can take that knowledge base. So that's been really, really cool for us. And, you know, we are always, always looking for good people. So if you know good people looking for jobs, you know, and I tell our HR team, chemical engineers, like, we never hired chemical engineers before, and now that's really all we're looking for. So it's really, for us, it's about the people. And I think that is, for us, in our world, that's our biggest barrier to doing good work and to growing is finding the good people. And I think the last question I was asked to address was, how are we raising awareness in the space? What we are doing is, and have been doing for a long time, is we have a podcast. I grew up listening to Sports Talk Radio, for those of you who were here in Toronto, Bob McCowan show from 4 to 7. If I was in the car with my family, that had to be on. That was a rule. And so I loved that conversational aspect and the nature to sharing information. And so we've, 3 or 4 years ago, we started a podcast. And these are some of our biogas related ones. If you really want to go back, episode 23 has our very own Jennifer Green as a guest. I see other guests in the room. Richard Laszlo's here. He's been on the podcast. We have the chance to record 4 different podcasts over the next 2 days. And it's a way for us to engage with those who have, you know, done decarbonization projects, put them into action. And it's a platform for them to tell their story with the hopes of raising awareness, providing education to others who may also be doing projects, and maybe they can learn along the way. So I encourage you to check it out. Click the link and subscribe, as the TikTok kids say, or whatever it is. I think that's a YouTube thing. But anyways, we'd love to have you listen in. And if you have a project that you want to talk about, we'd love to hear from you as well. So I'm just ecstatic as I look around this room and see how full this room is and how full that next room is. And just excited for where we're going next as an industry. So we as CEM are just humbled and grateful to be a part of this event. And thank you all, and let's go have some lunch.